It's All Things Considered, HBR One, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tonight, Maria Muldaur is starting a tour of the islands in Honolulu at the Blue Note, Mac on Thursday, Kauai Friday, and Hawaii Island Saturday and Sunday. We've got her on the line for a conversation. Thank you so much, Maria. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so excited about coming back with my Red Hot Bluesiana band after falling in love with New Orleans music years ago and wanting to incorporate more and more of the sound into my music. So I made that word up to describe the kind of New Orleans-flavored blues, R&B, and swamp funk that we like to play.
Nice.
Believe it or not, I recorded Midnight at the Oasis about 43 years ago, and I've made 40 albums. So, of course, we're going to always include some of people's old favorites, but we're going to include a lot of newer material. The whole flavor of the show is going to be upbeat, spirit-lifting music, very danceable. I hope if people like to dance, they'll come with their dancing shoes on or kick their shoes off one way or the other.
So Midnight at the Oasis, you mentioned, it's not a song that you wrote, but it ended up being a staple of your catalog and how you're identified. Explain how it all happened.
Well, after being together with Jeffrey for about 9 years and in the jug band together for most of that time.
Jeffrey Muldaur, where you got your famous last name.
We had a daughter, and at a certain point, our partnership, both personal and musical, came to a natural conclusion. He went off to join the Paul Butterfield Band. And I, who was left crying in the driveway as he drove off, I thought I'd get a job as a waitress, but instead got the opportunity to come out to California and record my own solo album. Found myself in Hollywood in the studio working with some of the best musicians anyone I asked for I got. I loved Dr. John, who, by the way, is the one that turned me on to so much New Orleans music. He was on many and many of the recordings we did. Ry Cooder, David Lindley, Jim Keltner, Clarence White, and I didn't have any plans to make a pop record or a hit record or anything, but we were going along and I just chose an eclectic bunch of songs. In fact, one of the songs I had picked to do was a beautiful little country waltz written by a young guitar player named David Nickturn, who had been very supportive of me. He had been very encouraging to step out and become a solo artist. He was so excited that I was going to record one of his songs that he drove out in the dead of winter in his little VW bug in hopes that he might be allowed to play rhythm guitar on the song he had written. Toward the end of the recording, the producer came in one day and he said, I think if we had one medium tempo song, I think we'd have a really nicely rounded album. I looked over at David. I said, David, play the Midnight at the Oasis, which was a song he had written after spending the weekend on a waterbed with a buxom blonde. That is the backstory of what inspired that song. He whipped out his guitar and started to play it. I sang it. And the producer, he wasn't wild about it either, but he thought, that fills the bill. Do you want to record that? So that afternoon, we cut the tune. And Dave, the rest is history. Recently, believe it or not, I got invited to headline a blues and jazz festival in Borneo, of all places. That song is beloved worldwide.
The power of music, huh? It's such a universal thing. And all these years later, does the actual original, that recording, continue to provide revenue? It's a huge...
For David Nickturn, not for me.
Oh, okay.
This is what a lot of people don't know. It's the writer of the song that gets by far the lion's share of the money from royalties and from radio plays. That song was one of the most played songs on the radio. Guess what? An artist does not get one penny for radio play. Only the writer gets money for radio play. Not that I'm complaining, because it certainly was a huge boost for my little career, and I didn't try having big hits on my subsequent albums, because as I mentioned earlier, my motivation was never fame and fortune or pop stardom, but always the exploration of American roots music. And I just have continued to mix it up like that from that day to this.
That's a great explanation, too, about the truth behind when you have a big hit like that and some of the logistics of it. I hope you had a good time.
I did. Thank you for being so interested in all this stuff.
I'll give you a big hug and a high five.
All right.
Thank you
all
for
right.
your time,
Aloha.
Maria.
Aloha. This is Maria Muldaur, and you're tuned to a show that's really worth listening to with my friend Dave Lawrence.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Traces of romance in our heads. slip off.